Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm your host, Albert Morales, and this morning's conversation is with Assistant Secretary and Chief Financial Officer Brad Higgins. Also joining us in our conversation is IBM Project Executive Bonnie Glick. Brad, could you highlight some of the Bureau's goals for this current year as well as the goals that look forward into FY 2007?
Oh, I'd be happy to. I think the key goal for us is what I call operationalizing the Secretary Rice's initiative on transformational diplomacy, which is really a fundamental change in the way we operate at the State Department. Historically, the State Department would be more of a reporting function, keeping Washington updated on what was going on. Her vision of the future, which I think is exciting, is much more proactive, actively influencing improvements around the world, be it diplomacy or democracy, I should say, or economic development. And it's really built around self-help. And so part of our job is to sit there, okay, what kind of resources, what type of changes from a funding perspective or a program perspective we're going to need to put into place to effectuate her initiative. I think the next priority for me, which really is a driver here, and that's really kind of my background, is the evolution of resource management to more of a financial advisor to the secretary. One of the things I noticed, the difference between the public sector and the private sector is much more focused on results. The public sector, because it does budgets, more focused on the process of getting the money, not so much on how we spend it. And that's really one of the things that I am, you know, I may be a little obsessive about this, spending all these years on Wall Street, perhaps even more so having spent so much time in Iraq, is that I'm very focused on results. What are we trying to do with this? And I think that's something that's very much in line with what the secretary is pushing for. And I guess the third thing that's key for RM, or resource management, our assistance in increasing the interagency coordination. One of the things I think we've all found is that on the government side is that we can't do it alone. The State Department can. DOD can. The challenges around the world are immense. We need to act in a cooperative and a coordinated fashion. And that just doesn't just stop at the U.S. government. It goes on to the private sector and really the international side. I think, again, Iraq is one of those classic places where as we go through a transition to the Iraqi government, how do we work with the international side? So a lot of this goes back to using some of the resources that we have within resource management to help effectuate this interagency efforts.
The theme of collaboration is certainly a very important part of the government's lexicons these days. But I want to get back to something that you said in the first segment around linking budget to performance. How does the Bureau plan to expand the use of financial data to inform its management decision process?
That's a good question. I think you start off with financial management. At the State Department, means knowing where every dollar comes from and where every dollar goes in a timely and accurate manner. And that's really kind of the traditional definition. But I think what we need to do is to move beyond the sort of the fundamental or, you know, sort of traditional compliance focus to one of more of a results focus. What exactly are we doing? What are the deliverables? You first need to have the core data. And that's really what we've spent the last 4 years doing, building the data systems. Congress has been very supportive. We have, you know, they have given a good amount of funding to upgrade our systems at the State Department so we can be smarter and we can be more effective. But what do you do with that data and how do you put it into place? We have a number of mechanisms for identifying metrics. One of them obviously was an audited financial statement, but also our PAR, our performance and accountability report. That's a key area. We also turn out a quarterly ambassador's report, which summarizes our performance on a number of different areas. And it's something we work very closely with OMB. We have a quarterly report to OMB that goes through not only our PMA initiatives, but just about everything else we do at the State Department. And they grade us. And they're pretty tough graders. You know, there's a lot of oversight, but there's also, I think, what my goal is to have even increased internal oversight. There are a number of things like A123, but I think it comes back to management and the expectations of the leadership of the State Department. The Undersecretary for Management, Henrietta Fore, puts out about four taskers a day to me about this and that. And if there's someone out there who's dedicated to trying to extract more value about what we do, it's been her.
What advice would you share with other government leaders about getting to green in certain presidential management agenda-related initiatives and staying there?
Well, let me. That's actually a good segue. It's the first advice. It's very important to have high level executive buy-in. And since Henrietta, you know, I don't think she carries a gun, but she might use it if we stop being green. So, needless to say, it's a high level executive support at the State Department. I think the other piece of advice, it's very important to have an open and regular dialogue with OMB. OMB is there to help. It's not quite like the IRS, but they certainly have been very supportive. And because again, they work on our budgets, they give us the money needed to make these changes. So, if you have an open dialogue, they've been very supportive. I would also think that when you know, as we move toward green, the goal of green, it's not just the goal of green, it's the building the basics to justify the green. And that's again, going back to focusing on the blocking and tackling of running a budget and being able to have accounting statements. This is a situation, as we see, particularly at the State Department, nothing is static. Everything is constantly changing. And even though we may have a clean audit last year, well, there's probably a half a dozen things will happen in the next 12 months that could take us to a material weakness. So it's the constant tracking and the discipline of maintaining standards.
It's my understanding that the department's Management Control Steering Committee established a subcommittee comprised of the Bureau of Resource Management to report on efforts to comply with the auditor's findings on the Federal Financial Management Improvement Act deficiencies and how to categorize the issues. What are some of the innovative efforts in place to remedy these identified deficiencies?
We actually started something called the Management Control Steering Committee almost 20 years ago. So this is something that's been around the State Department for a while. But it also helps for us to comply with the – I have the same problem saying this, Federal Managers Financial Integrity Act. But at the end of the day, it's how are you running your business? It really looks at our financial management systems and some of the things like how we manage our property as well. It really is the basics of our balance sheet. I chair that and we meet every quarter. And the goal there is, and this is really an internal audit function or a management function, is to identify what we think are weaknesses. We will probably come up with a longer list than the auditor will, because the job is not to sort of gloss it over. It's to identify the problems early on. And if there's any doubt, we put it on the list. So, and then we try to address it. So that really has been very helpful. We've also in the last two or three years really started pushing more on managerial cost accounting. This is a little different than what you normally see at the State Department, where it's really budgets. We start off at the mission level, then we go to the Bureau, then we go to the department levels. How we spend our money. Very specifically, how do we account for it? That's one of the challenges, I think, in the government today is for the financial managers to be able to say to the senior leadership, to the secretary, Madam Secretary, this is going to cost you X. You've got two or three different options, but we've got to be able to price them out. This is something we do every day in the private sector. I won't say it's long overdue. It's something that's been on everyone's screen in the government, but it's something that the people like myself really have to push on. And to be able to have specific numbers. I'm always amazed by the amount of the dollar figures that get thrown around the government. It's almost like popcorn at times. And I think having run a couple of businesses and not having an annual appropriation but having to make the bottom line, this is something I joined the government because I think the American taxpayers should expect that.
Brad, we only have a minute left, but I do want to ask you about the joint performance plan that the State Department and USAID submit jointly. Could you share a bit about this plan and what does this report reveal about your joint performance and how, if at all, does it relate to the allocation of funding across strategic goals and performance measures?
To me, it's one of the real positives in the government. This is not an annual report. It looks back, but it really looks forward. Basically saying this is what we intend to do. We need to have Congress look at it closer. Obviously, OMB follows it, but it's something that none of us like to draw a line in the sand. I'm going to do this and that. Well, this does that. And it also reflects on the fact that foreign assistance, USAID and the State Department are really joined at the hip, that we need to work together. We need to have the kind of integrated approach. Diplomacy isn't very good if you don't follow up with foreign assistance and vice versa. So I think this has been a very important opportunity for us to pull that together. A couple of months ago, as some of the listeners may have heard, that we created something called the Director of Foreign Assistance, and that was led by Randall Tobias. Ambassador Tobias. He's also the new USAID administrator. So that jointness is becoming even more pronounced every day. So I think going forward, it's the integration that we talked about earlier that's key to greater effectiveness.
Great. How is the State Department integrating budget and performance information? We will ask Assistant Secretary and CFO Brad Higgins to share the details with us when the conversation about management continues on the Business of Government Hour.